Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. Today, we're going to be talking about actionable intelligence. The dictionary definition of actionable intelligence is the necessary background information that will enable someone to deal quickly and efficiently with a particular situation. Now, this plays a lot into perspective and how we are able to accept different situations coming at us. So, basically, I was having this conversation with a friend where I came up with the reasoning that humanity is essentially how we react to stimuli, and you could call them drugs that get released when stimuli affects us. Now, different stimuli affects different people, and the reason it affects different people is because people view the world differently. And so if you were to view pain in a certain way, then the pain would affect you less. Or if you saw love in a different way, or you saw different stimuli that could really affect certain people in a different way than that, how that affects other people, it will affect you differently. And so perspective has a lot to do with how stimuli affect us. There was a protest against, I'm not exactly sure what, but there was a monk who essentially lit himself on fire and died. And all he did was sit there and meditate the whole time. And any normal person that gets lit on fire will eventually, pretty much immediately have a very negative reaction and will be screaming. And this monk just sat there and burned alive. And what that was perspective. It was entirely someone who was able to accept the perspective of the pain of being burned alive, which in my research is supposedly one of the most painful ways to die. And he was able to just accept it and be meditating. And a lot of my research has to do with, this is basically breathing. So I really like this man named Wim Hof. He teaches about breathing exercise. He's considered the ice man who he like swims under giant sheets of ice, and he climbed Mount Everest in bike shorts and some shoes without a shirt on. Like, he's crazy. But regardless, that all has to do with breathing exercises. And so that is perspective. That is like having a tool at your disposal to be able to accept any extreme situation, and your body can handle anything as long as you view it as something that won't affect you, or as something that you can accept and that your body won't release the unnecessary chemicals that will make you react negatively. And so what really excites me about this is that I and you and anyone listening is able to change their perspective in such a way that we can essentially accept any situation that comes at us. And I kind of think that this word is considered grace. Grace is like the ability to accept any situation without extreme emotional reactions or whatever the situation is. Like, you're able to just accept everything in a calm way, like kind of like stoicism. Stoicism is the idea of not reacting to things in an emotional way, but more logically, just logically accepting every situation that comes at you. And I honestly feel like this is a much better way to live. And this isn't the way that I've lived personally, because I've been a very reactive person. I don't know how to accept people leaving my life. I don't know how to accept, I don't know how to not view the world in a black and white way. And it's something that I'm trying to reprogram myself, because I want to be a stoic. I'm not a stoic right now because I still have very deep emotions that I react to different stimuli with. And that's what meditation has really taught me, is that learning how to be calm in every situation, basically your whole life should be a walking meditation. And when you are calm in every situation, then things just happen to you in a much more organic way. And so that's why I'm trying to reprogram myself from being a black and white viewer of the world and seeing the color and seeing the whole gradient of every situation, and then accepting it logically and breathing it in and just reacting logically and with the full texture of the color. And so actionable intelligence is the idea that you when you have the full color, when you have the full spectrum and you understand every part of it, and it's not just black and white, it's not like you only have limited black and white information given to you, then the problem will be much more difficult than when you see the full color. I'm actually reading this book on happiness where the conclusion is that when you are happy, you are able to not only absorb more information, essentially more of the color spectrum, but you are able to think more clearly and be inspired by different things. So a lot of the giant tech companies actually have different policies where, like, for example, at Google engineers are allowed to bring their dogs to work. At Yahoo, there are people who give massages 24/7. It's because when people are happy, when your workers are happy, they are able to be more inspired and push the boundaries of themselves better. So when you are vibrating on a level that is more efficient, you are able to see more and know more and use actionable intelligence, which is the information that you have, and you are able to do it from a happy place. You are able to feel more, you are able to do more and feel more, and it's actually quite relieving. In conclusion, I think everybody should meditate and get themselves happy before doing anything important. Therefore, you can see more of the color spectrum and be more in tune with what you're about to do. I hope everyone has a great day. Thank you for listening. Take care.